Aaron, talk about your game against Ohio State, how playing against a guy, having a big game against a guy like Bradley Roby helped you prepare to play in the NFL.
Repeat that question, please.
Speak up. Okay. Jared, talk about your game against Ohio State and how playing against a guy like Roby helped you prepare to play in the NFL.
Playing against Roby in Ohio State, that was definitely a big game for me. Just confidence-wise, playing against a guy that obviously went first round. I think it just gave me a lot of confidence that I can play at this level, and obviously I got to go out and prove it. But definitely, I'm excited about the opportunity, and I think that game was definitely a big confidence boost for me.
Hey, Jared, what are just the emotions like right now? Obviously getting selected in the NFL, but also with the Packers.
Yeah, it's crazy right now. Not even probably 15 minutes ago. There's a lot of stuff going through my head. Just being a walk-on at Wisconsin and then being able to have my dream to play in the NFL and on the Packers, which is my team. Growing up, that's who I rooted for. So I'm excited. Can't really explain it. Just a lot of emotions and just excited to be a part of the organization.
Considering the walk-on route, at what point in your career do you think that the NFL is more than just a dream, but kind of a realistic deal for you?
I would probably say my sophomore year when I got to play with Russell and Nick Toon and a couple guys that have went on to the NFL. I think that year was huge for me just to step out and not be the walk-on anymore, but be a guy that actually contributed. So I'd say that's probably the biggest. The moment that I look back at is where I thought, I could actually play in the NFL.
Have the Packers talked to you about returning kickoffs and punts?
I haven't had a whole lot of conversations yet, but I'll do whatever they ask me to do, whether that's running down on kickoffs, catching punt returns, kick returns, whatever it may be. I'll do whatever they ask, but we really haven't had too many conversations yet.
When you look at the depth chart here and the guys that they've lost the last couple of years, do you see a big opportunity here?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a great fit. Obviously, you got to work for everything that is there in front of you. So, I'm excited for the opportunity. I got a lot of great wide receivers there right now, and I'm just excited to be a part of that group. I think they do a really good job of building up wide receivers and just making them into I guess the prospects that they want.
Where do you think your game needs the most refinement to make it at the next level?
Well, I think I'll see more so as I start playing at that level. I think it's obviously a lot more different than college. So we'll see things I need to improve on, and I'll be able to answer that better in the next couple of weeks as I get a lot of work. So I'm just excited to get to work and be able to improve on those things.
Jared, will you ask to wear number 4?
No, that conversation didn't happen.
Jared, where
were
you for the draft from?
What's that?
Where were you for the draft?
I was just at my hometown in Wautoma. Had my family. I'm at a cabin, so we were just hanging out all weekend. It was definitely a stressful weekend, but it was a great ending, that's for sure.
You've seen the Packers play. Are you concerned about how competitive that receiver's room is going to be?
I think I like having that competition. I think competition brings the best out of you. So, obviously, you'd rather play against the best because that's the way you get better. So, obviously, they got a lot of great guys, like I was saying. It's competitive. They got a great team. I'm just excited to be a part of that and work hard and do my best to help contribute.
The pressure, perceived or otherwise, of being a Wautoma kid playing at Wisconsin and now being asked to make it as a pro in Green Bay?
You said the pressure?
Yeah.
No, I don't really have too much pressure. I kind of just have always said I play to glorify God's name, and so for me, that kind of takes a lot of the stress out of the game just because I do my best and let God do the rest. So for me, it's not, I don't worry about, you know, trying to make somebody else happy. Obviously, I want to do my best for the teammates and fans and all that, but at the end of the day, I can only do the best I can. So that's all I worry about is trying to do as good as possible.
Just a few more for Jared.
You know, it's been a stressful weekend. How does he relax and celebrate now that he's been selected?
Well, I mean, it's just getting ready for the coming week. I've got a lot of work to do, so, you know, just hang out with the family, I guess, the rest of the day, and then get ready to go tomorrow. I'm excited to get to work. It's been a long time for taking off of football, and I'm excited to get back at it.
Jared, do you feel the need to add strength at the NFL level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, that's something I think I can work on and just keep improving at. But, you know, I'll be in the weight room and be wherever I need to be on the field, running routes, catching passes, doing whatever it takes in the film room to make myself a better athlete.
When's the last time you were at Lambeau Field, Jared?
Last time I was at Lambeau, it had to be in high school, I think my sophomore year. So that's a long time ago.
You came to see a game?
Yeah, I was at for a game. I went there with my family and we watched the game.
Two more questions.
First time you catch a pass from Aaron Rodgers in practice, how do you keep your emotions in check?
Yeah, I mean, that's gonna be definitely exciting. Catching from one of the best quarterbacks in the league, you know, that's going to be something to I'll probably be pretty excited. I have to get back at it, but it's definitely great to be a part of this team and have a quarterback like him throwing you the ball. Definitely, I think that helped a lot. Just having somebody that knows me, somebody I can, you know, obviously talk to, and he can give me pointers. I definitely think that helped out a lot. You know, Tolzien's a great guy, and excited to be his teammate.
Jared,